ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमों विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुवेश्य कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी आर ट्राइंग टू फिनिश Chapter 4, the most important chapter, one of the most important chapters.
Is this on? Can you hear my voice? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Huh? Hare Krishna. Maybe a little bit. My voice is soft. So.
You have to speak loud.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, that's really good. Come on, that's fine.
I know.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So, we are discussing the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela. We are in the fourth chapter, and last time I finished the fourth chapter, and yet now I'm back at verse 61, because I have skipped over portions of the fourth chapter, significant portions of the fourth chapter for convenience, but I wanted to go back and finish this section. I particularly like this part because it will discuss Srimati Radharani and Radha Tattva. So that's why I thought we shouldn't skip this. I don't know about that. But. So this is 4.61 Adi Leela. Satchidananda Purna Krishna Swarupa Nitechit Shakti Tanra Dhare Tinaru. We're going to go into some deep philosophy about Krishna, about his potencies, and how Srimati Radharani is one of the potencies, and then a description of Srimati Radharani. That's the menu today. Lord Krishna's body is eternal, sat, full of knowledge, chit, and full of bliss, ananda. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. Anandamsha ladini sadamsha sandini chidamsha sambit yare jnana kariman. Ladini is his aspect of bliss, sandhini of eternal existence, and samvit of cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. Purport from Srila Prabhupada. In his thesis, Bhagavat Sandarbha. Closer? Sorry. Can you hear now? Better? In his thesis, Bhagavat Sandarbha, 103, Srila Jiva Goswami explains the potencies of the Lord as follows. The transcendental potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which he maintains his existence, is called Sandhini. The transcendental potency by which he knows himself and causes others to know him is called Samvit. The transcendental potency by which he possesses transcendental bliss and causes his devotees to have bliss is called Ladini. Want to add something? The total exhibition of these potencies, so the total exhibition of Sat, Chit, Ananda, Ladini, Samvit, and Sandhini combined together is called Vishuddha Sattva. And this platform of spiritual variegatedness is displayed even in the material world when the Lord appears here. The pastimes and manifestations of the Lord in the material world are therefore not at all material. They belong to the pure transcendental state, which is called Vishuddha Sattva. Prabhupada translates that as the pure Vishuddha transcendental state, sattva. The Bhagavad Gita confirms that anyone who understands the transcendental nature of the Lord's appearance, activities and disappearance becomes eligible for freedom from material bondage upon quitting the present material tabernacle. This is quaint English. But this verse is the Janma Karma Chame Divyam verse. He can enter the spiritual kingdom to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and reciprocate the Ladini potency in transactions between him and the Lord. In the mundane mode of goodness, sorry Emily, this is a little long, but I thought I should include all of these things. Prabhupada is citing the Bhagavad Sandarbha here. How are we doing? Is it complicated? Okay. In the mundane mode of goodness, that means the sattva, there are tinges of passion and ignorance. So even if somebody is in sattva guna in the material world, it's never pure, it's mixed with raja and tama. Therefore, mundane goodness being mixed is called mishra sattva. Mishra means mixed. But the transcendental variegatedness of Vishuddha sattva is completely free from all mundane qualities. Vishuddha sattva is therefore the proper atmosphere in which to experience the personality of Godhead and his transcendental pastimes. Spiritual variegatedness is eternally independent of all material conditions and is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both being absolute. The Lord and his devotees simultaneously perceive the Ladini potency directly by the power of the Samvit potency. So that's where Prabhupada's purport ends. Anything to add? Okay, any questions on that? So,
when there is no, when three potencies are present together, that's called Vishuddha Sattva. You have to be familiar with those words because it will repeat many times in your life. Shuddha Sattva means pure goodness, where no three modes of material nature, also the other two potency, that Samvit and Ladini, is not there. So like Brahma Jyoti, many, like a whole spiritual sky, everything is rest on this Shuddha Sattva. And Shuddha Sattva also has a manifestation in spiritual world as a body, as a place, as a Krishna's house, mountain, Govardhan, everything. Every devotee's body, Krishna's body, everything is Shuddha Satta also. But there's more than that, because everything has a relationship with Krishna, that Sambhit is there, and there is a nourishment. So that is Vishuddha Satta.
So what about the Govardhan in Vrindavan now in India? What Satta is that?
It's a Vishuddha Satta always.
So if it is Vishuddha Satta, then how are we able to see Govardhan?
How are we able to see Vishuddha? Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives Dhamer Upari Jaro Mayapati Jal Achchadiya Rakhe Dham Ei Chirokal. The proto Maya or the expansion of Jogamaya that runs the holy dham, she put a beautiful net, and those who have a relationship, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jar Nahika Sambandha Dhamer Upari Bas Kare Sei Andha. One who has a relationship with this Guru Parampara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the only one who actually seeing the holy dham, including Govardhan. Yes. And those who don't have relationship with Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Guru Parampara, they may live in Vrindavan, they may go to Vrindavan, but they are surface above the Maya's net. Because it is not mundane products. It's like Aurangzeb, he saw through the window Madan Mohan Temple's spire tower. Then he asked, what is this? He says, some Hindu temple. So did he really see Madan Mohan Temple? That's the question. No. But it appears that he broke the top. You know, there's a mark still there that he broke the top. He didn't want anybody to have above the mosque, wherever he is. Any other religion cannot have it. But that's mundane. He cannot touch Madan Mohan Temple. But materially it looks like he did. This is inconceivable almost. It is inconceivable. Because Madan Mohan ji, Rupa Goswami Pad, very famous sloka his case, Swayamaiva Spurati Adha. The Lord reveals, Holy Dham reveals, when Sabha Unmukhi Jibado, when a devotee has a relationship and they want to serve to please the Lord, then the Lord manifests. Otherwise, the blunt senses, Ato Sri Krishna Namadhi, na bhavat gajyamindi, the external senses cannot perceive. But materially, it looks like they live in Holy Dham. They are talking about Krishna sometimes, but if they don't have a relationship with this Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially, not possible they have any access of Vishuddha Satta or Shuddha Satta. They are mixed with Satta.
Is it fair to say that Govardhan Hill that anybody sees is also by Govardhan Hill's mercy? Even
he can give mercy.
Even about the hill that we see today, you know, even though I am not a Vishuddha Sattva, I am seeing Govardhan Hill. To me, Govardhan Hill looks material, it doesn't look transcendental. But even that seeing requires piety, isn't it? Because
yes,
you are not allowed to enter into Vrindavan without Radharani's permission. So even though people may not have a relationship, and even though they may not recognize who Govardhan is, still mystically Govardhan is allowing them to see and purifying them. Is that a fair thing to say?
Actually, they do have a relationship. You cannot say anybody. If you trace it, how did Kaliya come? He was a demon. But actually Kaliya didn't come on his own. It was the mercy of Garuda, who is Vishuddha Satta. Actually everybody is coming to Vrindavan or in Holy Dham. If you trace it, there is some link is there, some mercy is there, always.
So then it's fair to say that the Govardhan Hill that's there today is pure Vishuddha Satta. And we are seeing it.
Yes.
Even though we are not here. Even though we are not Vishuddha Satta.
But we are
given the mercy. We have an access. That's why it says that two ways you can check whether you are connected with the Shuddha Satta. I may be sitting next to Shuddha Satta. The consideration is like Kamsa. When Vasudeva Maharaj brought the Jogamaya, Krishna's sister, from Vrindavan to Mathura, and everything in the middle of the dark night, Nishiketama Adbhute Jayamane Janardane, those verses explains, Tama Adbhute Jayamane Janardane. Nishiketama Adbhute means so dark that nobody, even the gateman or the sipahi, soldier, they would see, they could not even see their own hand. So they all went to sleep, and everybody went to sleep. Heavy rain, and when Vasudeva Maharaj saw the door, it's unlocked. He was not worried about anybody looking. It was literally everything clear. So Jogamaya came. When Jogamaya came, then of course there was a lot of emotion went through in Vasudeva Maharaj's. That's why Subhadra is born after, because he was emotionally affected by the daughter. Even though he knew this is Nanda Maharaj's daughter, this is not proper that handover to Kamsa, but this is how he has to do. So the point here is that Devaki Mata had this Jogamaya. When Kamsa came, the moment Kamsa touched her leg, his technique was he always grabbed the leg of the baby and raised the baby up to smash the head on the rock. Right at the door. I know. I don't feel I should be crying, but I'm laughing. It's horrible. But then we also see the scientific logic Narad Muni gave, that this sick baby has to die. There's so many reasons. So when you hear those reasons, then you say, oh, we have to be dedicated like this. Devaki Vasudev voluntarily let go. It's very hard. Which parents can do unless they are crazy? Normally nobody can do. But as a pure devotee like this, they can. There is a reason for it. Today we are not discussing that. So the point is, the moment Kamsa touched and grabbed the baby, there was no Jogamaya. It's Mahamaya. When? When Jogamaya turned to Mahamaya? When he grabbed, but there is some intention behind. When we don't have a devotional attitude, it is Mahamaya. It can be a deity of Jogamaya, but it is Mahamaya. But when we have a devotional attitude, we want to serve, even Gopkumar, he went to Kamrup Kamakha. And Kamrup Kamakha, where the Mayadevi's body fell by the Sudarshan Chakra. Anybody went? Kamrup Kamakha? I went there. It's like a really tantric place in Guwahati, Assam. But Mahamaya came and says, hey, this is not your place. Then he came to Banaras, and the Lord Shiva also appeared there with the Maya Durga Devi. He says, go to Vrindavan. This is a place for Mayavadi. This is not a place for you. So is she Mahamaya or Jogamaya? It depends on the attitude. If you look at that verse, Ato Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhagat Gajjumindu, Sado Unmukhi Jibhado Savam Evas Parityada. When you have a devotional attitude to serve the Lord, we want to serve the Lord, then Mahamaya original form manifests. Even Jogamaya temple, if I want to explore, do something instead of devotional, non-devotional, then she is not Jogamaya, there is Mahamaya, heavy. So that's the point.
So moving on, Yadini, Yadini Sandini Sambit Vai Eka Sarvas Samastitav Labh Tapakare Mishra Vai No Gunavajite. This is Sanskrit. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Ladini, Sandhini and Samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material nodes, which cause happiness, misery and mixtures of the two, do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. This is from the Vishnu Purana, 1.12.69. So, now we get into a little technical detail, which is not always easy to understand, but let's just go through it and then we'll get to the things that are easier to understand. संधि रसार अंश सिद्ध सत्व नाम भगवान रस सप्ताह विश्राम. The essential portion of the Sambhavi potency is Shuddha Sattva. Lord Krishna's existence rests upon it. So the essential portion of Sambhavi, we already saw Ladini Sambhavi Sambhavi, and then Sambhavi's essential portion is Shuddha Sattva. So, Mata Pita Sthana Griha Shaya Sana Ara Esada Krishna Re Shuddha Sattva Radhikara. So Krishna's mother, father, abode, house, bedding, seats, and so on are all transformations of Shuddha Sattva.
But here in the altar, we are sitting. This is all Shuddha Sattva. Now, if somebody touches the altar or goes inside, they may think something mundane, exploitation too. You follow? So Shuddha Sattva may not reveal at that time. But out of mercy, a guru who is situated in Shuddha Sattva allows the conditioned soul by accepting him as a disciple. Dikha kale shishya kare atma samarpan. Sei kale shishya guru tare krishna tare kare atma sam. Otherwise, how possible somebody come from conditional state can go to Shuddha Sattva access? No, by the mercy of Vaishnava, he allows him to go there. And if he has a devotional attitude and his proportion to his surrender, he will see how the altar, how the deity reveals to him. If he still thinks it's a marble, it will stay marble. He may be dressing the deity. So it is up to individual devotee how their heart is purified. If they see no, that Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhila Atma Bhuta, the Lord resided in Golok Vrindavan, but he extended himself in Alachua temple out of his causeless mercy to accept our service. That attitude, he may be able to see that spiritual body. As Ishan Prabhu was here, he may be coming again. One time, Srila Prabhupada was installing deity in Delhi. And so he told him to clean the floor and everything. So while he's cleaning, he was wondering, how does he install? I want to see it. What does he do? So he wants to do his service also, he wants to see. At one point he noticed that Prabhupada is crying, and then the tears is like a shooting at the deity. You know? So he was like shocked, he never saw such things. Like, wow, my Guru Maharaj is crying. And after a little while, Prabhupada realized that he is looking at Prabhupada. He said, do your service. I'm doing my service. So how they install the deity? Out of their love, they invite the Lord to come. It's not the brass by some chanting mantra it happens. Mantra is also same as Lord, but mantra has to be empowered by that connection. Mantra is not, Hare Krishna is not an English alphabet, H-A-R-E-K-R-S-N-A. It's not English alphabet. It is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the substance. Possessor of the name, substance is same. But that means somebody has to have access and understanding on that point. Otherwise difficult. It is not just alphabet. So this is nice. Then in the altar we see every day, everything is Shuddha Sattva. Right here we have access. It's not like spiritual world is here. You know, in Bhagavad Gita, last verse on second chapter, in the purport Prabhupada explains that going back home, back to Godhead, and engaging in devotional service, both are on the absolute platform. But one you have access, one you don't have right now. I'm not in spiritual world, so it seems like sometimes depression will come, when I'll go to spiritual world, when I'll serve the Lord in the spiritual world, you know, sometime. Feel like you want to go when you're burned out in the material world or you're tired of material existence. You want to. But you don't have access to the spiritual world at this moment until you leave the body. Even you leave the body, what is the guarantee? There has to be some connection. So very sweetly Prabhupada explains that because both are on the absolute platform, you do have access one. What is it? engagement in devotional service. Like right now you are hearing, it's as important as going to spiritual world. We have this access. But going to spiritual world, may not have access at this moment. So how do we understand when exactly this connection established? The testing machine, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, testing machine is within you. Testing machine is not outside. What is the testing machine? He says, when you come to Krishna consciousness, you put your head to understand and hear this philosophy. Why? You have to use your brain to pay attention, and you engage your intelligence to hear properly, and you study, not just reading, study. Study means absorbing, understanding, hearing and explaining. At that time, that we keep in touch under guidance of the lotus feet of our Guru, then automatically we are carrying all this luggage called avidya, tamogun, rajogun, ignorance and passion. This thing will be burned out by vidya. Vidya is also material products. Sattat sanjayate jnanam. The jnana will reveal from satta, and that will, one satta gun will destroy tamo and raja at that time by devotional service. And then you come to Suddha Satya, direct contact, then Vidya or Satya Gun also will be dissolved. But how do the feeling, how will you feel? See, you hearing, you chanting, you are engaged in devotional service. At one point, you will feel, I want to hear all the time. I don't know, I feel like life is wasting and bored without hearing Krishna, and he feels shedding tears. Yeah, last night we were reading Nectar of Devotion, where Prabhupada says, when the disciple cries in longing feeling for the Guru and Krishna, that time the material existence, that tears becomes the extinguisher of material existence. So when we really feel that we want to go, we want to serve, that feeling will cause shedding tears. There's the 11th canto famous verse is there. Katham bina ramahasyan dravita chetasa bina bina ananda asya kalaya siddhita bhakta vinashaya. When we hear about Krishna, if we don't feel attraction, where is the guarantee that the hair on your body will stand in ecstasy? If hair doesn't stand on your ecstasy, Katambina Ramaharshan, then where is the guarantee that your consciousness is getting, where is the guarantee that your heart is softening? And if your heart is not softening, where is the guarantee that you will shed tears? And if you don't shed tears, where is the guarantee your consciousness is being purified? This is Krishna himself spoke. He gave us that we have to, when we hear about Krishna, we must examine ourselves. Am I interested? Am I feeling happy to hear about Krishna? Am I feeling happy to hear about Krishna's potency? This Suddha Satya explanation. Am I feeling? This testing machine is within, not outside. Others cannot see whether I am progressing. We check our, by the mercy of Guru. Guru is seeing it. How? Through us. If I feel happy to sacrifice, contribute, to give myself to the service, I feel happy, that is surrender. Surrender is not punishment. You are now homeless, now you are son. This is not surrender, it's not like. Surrender means consciousness. If I feel happy to give myself to Krishna, I feel happy to dress the deity, I feel happy to serve under Prabhupada's guidance. This mental mentality, this devotional attitude is the testing machine. So like this we can check. And at that time if you feel like this, that means you are connecting with Suddha Satya. This feeling. that you feel happy to hear. You want to hear more. You want to hear more. What about nice movie? You know, the new movie just came in Gainesville. Really nice movie, Kormi movie. You feel like you're wasting time. Nobody's telling you. You feel, hearing this, you feel like, what a waste of time. You're not telling the people, we don't insult people when they say something, we're not rejecting, because then you create a mystery. But you feel within you, just, I want to hear about Krishna. That means your connection, Shuddha Sattva, is establishing. You are going really spiritual world. This is very nice.
So, 4.66. So the discussion is going to now revolve around this Shuddha Sattva. We saw that the Shuddha Sattva is an aspect or the essence of the Sandini potency. And that Shuddha Sattva transforms as bedding, house, even Krishna's mother and father. So this is a famous verse. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shadditam Yadam Yate Tatra Pumana Pavita Sattva Chatasmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Hidokshare Me Manasavidhi. The condition of pure goodness, Vishuddham Sattvam, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed without any covering, is called Vasudeva. In that pure state, the Supreme Godhead, who is beyond the material senses and who is known as Vasudeva, is perceived by my mind. So, the concept here is that it's all about how we perceive Krishna. We perceive Krishna when this condition of pure goodness manifests. That's the state. So, we are not in that state. That's why we can't perceive Krishna. If we are in that state, we will perceive Krishna. So, Krishna bhavatta jnana samvita rasara dhamma jnana dit sabhakara parivara. The essence of the Sandini potency, so this was the Sandini, essence of the Sandini we did, which is Shuddha Sattva. The essence of the Sandini potency is jnana, or knowledge, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. All other kinds of knowledge, such as the knowledge of Brahman, are its components. So, here, jnana is not referring to knowledge of the soul or knowledge of the self. That would be sattva gun. That would not be shuddha sattva. It wouldn't be samvit potency. Samvit potency specifically refers to knowledge of Krishna as the Supreme Lord. This is the essence. And all of the knowledge about, for example, Brahman, Paramatma, because these are all subsumed by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so all of the knowledge is automatically included. Knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma are automatically included in this Samvit potency. So the essence of the Samvit potency is knowledge of Krishna. The essence of Sandini potency was Shuddha Sattva, which is transforms into all the objects and persons in the spiritual world. Now let's look at the essence of the Lavini potency. Lavini rasara prema, prema sara bhava, bhavara karama kashta nama mahabhava. This is a beautiful verse. Lavini rasara prema, the essence of the Lavini potency is love of God. Prema sara bhava, the essence of this love is called bhava. Bhavara karama kashta nama mahabhava. The highest limit of this bhava is called Mahabhava. So Prabhupada's translation is, the essence of the Lavini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God, Prabhupada translates, is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is called Mahabhava. Okay? So we got the essence down of the three potencies, or the three potencies. Collectively, they are called Vishuddha Sattva. The first potency we discussed, Sandini, its essence is
Shuddha
Sattva. What does Shuddha Sattva transform into? The bedding, house, seats, things like that. And then there is the Samvit potency, the essence of the Samvit potency is knowledge of Lord Krishna. And then we have the Lavini potency, her essence is Prema. And then Prema also has higher and higher limits, or higher and higher levels, Bhava and Mahabhava. Okay, so now we get into the discussion of Srimati Radharani. 469, Mahabhava Swarupa Shri Radha Thakurani Sarvagunathani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. This verse should be memorized. A beautiful verse. Shri Radharani, Shri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. So Mahabhava Swarupa. She is the embodiment of this Mahabhava, which we just saw is the highest limit of Bhava, which is the essence of Prema. So she is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and Sarvagunakhani, she is the repository of all good qualities. The Prabhupada translates the word khani as mine. So she is like a mine which has all the good qualities. And Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Shiromani means crown jewel. Krishna Kanta means the lovers of Lord Krishna. And specifically female lovers. Kanta, the word Kanta is female lover. So of all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna, she is the crest jewel. That's Srimati Radharani. This, you could say, is a definition of Radharani, the Swarup Lakshan. So Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all lovely concepts of Lord Krishna. Also noteworthy is the use of the word Thakurani, which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami uses. Normally we see Srimati Radharani or Shri Radha or Radha.
Worshipable objects. Thakur means worshipable. Male form, Thakurani means the female concept of, highest concept of worshipable object. That's nice.
So the supreme, basically. That's the connotation for us. So, okay. Prabhupada's purport on this verse. The unadulterated action of the Ladini Shakti. Unadulterated action is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Braja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Ladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is Bhava, or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that Bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead, and she is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Tayarapi madhye radhika sarvatha adhika mahabhava swarupeyam gunairati varyasi. This is Ujjwala Nilamani, which is written by Sri Rupa Goswami. Radha Prakaran 3. Of these two gopis, Tayor Api Ubhayor, of these two, who are these two, Radharani and Chandravali. Chandravali is, in many respects, Radharani's competitor. Of these two gopis, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. Sarvathadhika. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava. This Mahabhava Swarupa. Again, you can see this word here in Sanskrit, Mahabhava Swarupa. And she surpasses all in good qualities. Gunair Ati Varyasi. So this verse is almost very similar to the previous verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written. Krishna Prema Bhavita Yano Chitta Indriya Kaya Krishna Nija Shakti Radha Kridarasaha. So now, more details about Srimati Radharani. This is Radha Tattva. Her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Chitta Indriya Kaya. Chitta is the subconscious mind, Indriya is the senses, Kaya is the body. So this Chitta Indriya Kaya, Krishna Prema Bhavita, is steeped in love for Krishna. Krishna Nija Shakti Radha. Radharani is the Nija, his own energy, Krishna's own energy, personal energy.
In a sense, he is
Vidara Sahaya, and she helps him in his pastimes. Yes.
That's good. Shakti Shakti Mate Abheda means is not in one aspect of Tattva, Tattvagata Vichar, Radharani is Krishna. There's no, cannot be separated. It can never be separated, that conception. But for to taste Leela Rasa, Asadite Dhare Diru, so they manifested in.
So, Prabhupada's purport again, Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls or material bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. She is all spiritual, and both her body and her mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. So, what Prabhupada is saying here is that there is no difference between Radharani's body and herself. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are spiritual. Her body, mind and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is the personified Ladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency. And therefore, she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. She is the only source. What does that mean? It means that everything else, all the other enjoyment, is Krishna experiences is through Radharani's assistance, that means the assistance of the Ladini Shakti. And therefore, Ladini Shakti is the only way Krishna enjoys, whether through the devotees or whether through directly the personified Ladini Shakti, which is Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy, Prabhupada makes this point more clear. This is like hammering the nail into the ground, like you were saying. So he made the point and then he's making sure this is understood clearly. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Very crucial points here. Therefore, Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sanmani portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Krishna, and the same internal potency in the Ladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj re-quotes, we have seen this verse a number of times now, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibha Vitaadhi Stadhi Abhiya Ekanijarukhataya Kala Puloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vacham. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rasa. This is Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's translation. Krishna Rekaraya Yache Rasa Aswadana Vidara Sahaya Yache Shuna Vidarana. Now, please listen, Krishna says, Shuna, please listen. How Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa, and how they help in his pastimes. So these several verses that are coming up basically focus on this Madhurya Rasa, or Madhurya Bhava. How his consorts help him taste rasa and how they help in his pastimes. Krishna Kanta Gana Dekhi Trivida Prakara Eka Lakshmi Gana Pure Mahishi Gana Ara Vajangana Rupara Kanta Gana Sara Shiradika Haika Kanta Gana Ravistara. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds. The goddesses of fortune, the queens and the milkmaids of Vraja, who are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. Avatari Krishna yache kare avatar amshini radha haite tina gane ravistar. Just as the fountainhead Lord Krishna is the cause of all incarnations, so Shri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. So who are the three consorts, types of consorts? We had Lakshmi Gana, that's in Vaikuntha, Mahishi Gana, in the city, yeah, Dwarka, Mathura, and then Vrajangana, that means the gopis. And so these are the three types of consorts, and they are all, Prabhupada says, proceed from Radhika, Vistara, their expansions of Srimati Radharani.
Kaya Guha Rupata means some, every moment Srimati Radharani thinks how to please Krishna, every mood that manifesting is a new, never manifested before. This is inconceivable. And that mood takes a form. Then when Srimati Radharani will have, like kind of, Krishna should understand my position, that he should be gentle with this. She wants to discipline him. Then in Sanskrit called Lalita. So Lalita mood manifests from her. That's what Lalita Sakhi is. When she feels empathic, like very simple, plain way to reveal herself, that mood immediately takes a place called Visakha. No, Chandravali is opposite, Vipaksha. Yeah, they are all extension, but when she feels, as she feels, every mood takes a form, those are the gopis. Like this. Very sweet. Details come more.
Okay, so just as Lord Krishna is the core cause of all incarnations. What happened?
It makes noise.
So Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. Vaibhava Ganayana Tanga Anga Vibhuti Bimba Pratibimba Rupa Mahishiratati. The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens are reflections of her image. So the words here, used here are Vibhuti and Pratibimba. Partial manifestations and reflections. Lakshmi Ganatanva Vaibhava Vilasamsha Rupa Mahishi Gana Vaibhava Prakasha Swarupa. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions, and they display the forms of Vaibhava Vilas. The queens are of the nature of her Vaibhava Prakash. There is some terminology here. The Lakshmis are Vaibhava Vilas, and the queens are Vaibhava Prakash Swarupa. Akara Swabhava Bhede Vraja Devigana Kaya Vyuharu Pratanga Rasera Karana. The Vraja Devis have diverse bodily features. They are her expansions. Kaya Vyuha. Kaya means body, Vyuha is expansions. The gopis are the expansions of her body, and are the instruments for expanding rasa, rasira karana. The word karana means instrument. So is this okay so far? So we saw three types, Lakshmi, Mahishi and Vrajangana, and then Vaibhava Vilas, Vaibhava Prakash, and then we have Kaya Vyuha. So these are the three types. Why do we need all these different? Why not just one Radharani? Why
does she expand and
have so many vibhutis and expansions? So Krishnadas says, Bahu Kanta Vina Nahira Sera Ullasa Dilara Sahaya Lagi Bahuta Prakasha. Without many consorts, there is not such exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. This is like a bone of contention for people. Why does Krishna have so many wives and 16,000 wives? The point is that for the infinite, you need infinite possibilities of rasa. This is Krishna. This is not an ordinary human being. So why should there be a limitation? He can have infinite number of consorts, and that's what he has. When people complain about 16,000, if they were told he has infinite consorts, they would probably have bigger, bigger problems.
I remember there's one pastime.
One time Prabhupada says, I never heard it before, he says there was a king in Qutub Minar, UP. And that king, he had 161 or 160 wives. And to meet each wife, he had to wait like 6 months to 8 months. Prabhupada made the point that, but in Krishna's case, that's not applicable. He would meet all the queens all the time and never got disturbed. This is inconceivable. But mundane concept comes. How 16,000? If you calculate actually with the time, it's almost like impossible to see him more than once.
What is the meaning of exaltation in rasa? So let's look at the words here. Bahu kanta vina, without many lovers, nahi rasera ullasa. Ullas.
That's the word. Like a
wave. You know, like when you hear a news about your daughter. Oh, she just graduated. You feel happy, you knew that she's... Oh, she graduated with honorary degree. Oh, she got a gold medal too. Really? What does that mean? You're like exciting, over exciting, and it's like you can't hold it. As soon as you hang up, you need to call like 100 people. All your friends, what's going on? So the manjaris, the gopis, they become over excited. This is called ullas. There's a bhava ullas of rati. There's a whole description. What kind of rati they have. It's called bhava ullas of rati. They're always excited. This is Radha Krishna's union.
Never got thing called silence
or boring. In this world, I don't mean to criticize, but it is. Sometimes you feel, even in your personal relationship with parents, wife, husband, children, after a little while, I'm tired, need to rest. You feel like a little bored. But there is no such thing called tired and rest and bored. Ever, never, ever in spiritual world. When did gopi sleep? Do you know any record? Whole night they are with Krishna and whole day they are lamenting and they are talking what they did.
They sleep just before 2:30. They don't sleep.
That's Radhani like about to fall asleep.
No, they actually sleep and the gopis also sleep.
No, gopis, according to that meditation, you can say, but actually they are always absorbed. Like even Brahmaji, when he goes to sleep, he's not asleep like we think of sleep. Because our sleep takes us where? Either in ignorance or into dream or deep sleep. You don't even know you are there. But when you talk about their sleep, there is no such thing called sleep that from what we think of sleep. Like Krishna passed stool or not? This question came in another day. Yes, Krishna passed stool. When Mother Yashoda sometimes asked that my son, how is growing? Is he passing stool? Is his body? So Jogamaya create like yes, Krishna is passing stool. But it is not the stool that we think of stool. You follow? Because from Siddha Satta, Vishuddha Satta cannot come a dirty tamogun and rajogun product. So spiritually, so when I say skana adarsanita dina sadasaha viharina nityananda guna sarve nitya siddha mukundava. This is the definition of nitya siddha. Nitya siddha, they are skana adarsanita dina. They cannot pass one moment without Krishna. So do they sleep? What do you mean sleep? When I think of sleep, I know what I mean. Sometimes I don't even have any clue where I was. When I woke up, yeah, I know right now it's 3 o'clock, but what happened last 2 hours, 3 hours? I had no idea. Because I was in a deep sleep probably and I had no clue, no connection of the soul. Did soul exist? Yes. That's the way the intelligence holds the concept, that we fall back to the intelligence. But the mind disappeared. Because mind only creates the dream. So when you are not dreaming, the mind has no access either. So where do you go? So when we talk about gopis sleeping or the coward boys, Nanda Maharaj is sleeping, they are not saying. Even Brahmaji is sleeping. He said 12 hours he sleeps, he is actually having dialogue, the Lord, whole night. 4,320,000,000 years dialogue. It's a very interesting dialogue.
All will experience. Maybe I don't want to give Brahmaji experience.
Just an example of sleeping in Vrajadham. Krishna, when he comes back from the Kunjas in the morning, he sleeps in around 6 o'clock in the morning. Then he goes to sleep on the bed, and then pretty soon Mukhara comes to wake him up. And Shada comes and they all sing and the birds are singing, and then Krishna is described has not slept all night. And now he desperately wants sleep, but he's not able to sleep. So his eyes are rolling and he's rubbing his eyes and reddish, his eyes are reddish. And Yashoda is anxious, he's my boy is not, he's sick, or he's not healthy, or he's not getting enough sleep, what's going on? So I guess even the sleep is for increasing rasa, the purpose of everything is ecstasy, so.
Why you should think this very seriously, because in spiritual world there is no Raja, Tama and Satta. There is all Suddha Satta, Vishuddha Satta. So, because he gives also example like Usha and Anirudh. Usha and Anirudh, in the material world, we see that when they came, Anirudh is Vishnu Tattva, and Usha has to be Lakshmi expansion. But Usha is the daughter of a big demon, Banasura. How this happened? The Banasura is such a big demon, who, of course, a great devotee of Shiva, that he was such in ecstasy, Lord Shiva asked him, I had such a good dance with you, 1,000 hands playing the drum. I want to give you some boon, gift. What do you want? So then Banasura said, I want you to be in my palace, front, in my country, in my place, please. So Lord Shiva built his house in front. As a result, all the demigods every day would come to pay obeisances to Lord Shiva. And Banasura is happy, he is seeing all the demigods coming there every day because Lord Shiva has a house there. But that doesn't mean that, this is pure devotional service. This is still sati. But point is that how he produced a daughter who is Lakshmi Devi? How is possible? Usha is a Lakshmi expansion. Vishnu cannot marry any mundane world and any material body or anything. Has to be pure goodness. This is inconceivable. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when Usha revealed to Chitralekha the Yogamaya expansion, Chitralekha, that she was expert in drawing instantly anything you think she can draw. So when Usha was expressing that this is what she is having dream of. But that was not also truth, because she is having actually very intimate relationship with Anirudha. Even her body weight was going up. That's why the conspiracy went to Banasura. He was furious. And when he came, he saw Anirudha was lying down, because Chitralekha had a power, she is a Yogamaya incarnation, that she had a power, she was drawing, when did the drawing of everybody, any ruler, any handsome man in the whole creation, could not find, finally came to a drawing, then she felt shame, bashful. Then Chitralekha asked, why you are bashful? She said, that's my father-in-law, Krishna. But then they draw on another, like only with them. Then she was very happy. So she had a power to go to Dwarka, Chitralekha. How is possible demon family can enter? No, she is a Yogamaya expansion. She went there, picked up Anirudha. Can you imagine, picked up Vishnu? He's a Vishnu incarnation. He's not a Jiva Tattva or Sadhak or anything. This is a direct incarnation. Picked him up from Dwarka and placed him in the demon's palace. Wow, it's only Yogamaya can do it. Prakritim sham adhishtaya sambhavami atmamaya. He says, by atmamaya, yes, possible. So by atmamaya, only it is brought in there, and then only the capture. So in their story, said that, how is possible that there in the dream, Usha every night meets, and this is real physically. Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving all this logic. So like this, we have to believe that in spiritual world, their dream is as good as wake. There's not like a going to anything outside. Because in material world, I'm being honest, you all feel like, you like, sleeping is like a, it's not really enjoyment anymore. I remember I used to enjoy sleeping, but I don't like enjoy sleeping. I enjoy like wake, think of Krishna or chant or discuss about Krishna. This is very nice. Sleep when I go, I don't know where I go. Of course, sleep is not that bad anymore, but still I just don't like that idea of going to sleep. Tamagun, because tamagun captures, or dream, rajagun captures, takes me somewhere else doing something. But in spiritual world, when they go to sleep, mother and the coward boy, they talk about Krishna, then they lie down and they talk about Krishna, and then they go to sleep. Actually, they enter into another realm. They're playing with Krishna, they're talking with Krishna, then they come out. So it's like very mysterious. But it's all Shuddha Satta, pure goodness, nothing to do with the material modes.
Oh, so
they're
complaining to Brahma,
why not? I'll have to blink. You want to see also
Krishna,
remember
Krishna
all the time. What? We can get that too. That the gopis, there is a, Mahabharata has a two conception. One is rural and adi-rural. So, in that Rura Adhira Mahabhava, then anyway, this is a vast subject matter, but just to make this, even when they come to that point, this is a, one of the symptoms, they feel extreme separation, that even the eye blinking, time it takes, nimisha, nimisha means the eye lid, like open and close, it's called nimisha. So Mahaprabhu quoted this, Yugayatam Nimishena. Even the blinking eye is like a 12 years or more. This is when somebody comes to that, when somebody comes to that ecstatic form, experiencing that anurag, that constant they are associating, serving Krishna with that Madhurja Lila, every moment a new pastime, new beauty, new sweetness appearing in Krishna, from Krishna to them, that they can't tolerate even a moment that eyelid is blocking their vision. This is very extreme. For us it doesn't make sense because I'm looking, this child, I'm blinking my eyes too, doesn't bother. But when you actually see Krishna, if your eyes blink, you will be, it will bother you, because you don't want to miss a moment. But Radharani misses every day, because she had a two enemy within her. Two enemies, bully, we'll discuss, I think it's in fourth chapter also, that Seshamaya Bhairi ase, that when she sees Krishna, immediately her ecstatic form overwhelms her so much, that she can't control herself. It's, Krishna is extremely beautiful. When you see any extremely beautiful object, you will know what we are talking about. It's extremely difficult to hold this body. And then she has another enemy, it's called the tears. Out of extreme happiness, tears starts coming. So she considers these two enemies. Not enemy of this material world like that. But this is also eternal, that enemy is also eternal. Because Krishna is so beautiful, it is difficult. Samurta loko lavanna, amurta lochanam ninam. That Krishna's beauty steals all your senses. You feel like completely finished. It's extremely. You know, the demon was like very funny, that even Lord Ram, who is captured by Krishna's beauty,
Prabhupada gave a story. But even Ram is so beautiful, Krishna incarnation. When that in the Dandakaranya forest, the demon came to attack, then the leaders of the demons, Ravana's family, they didn't want to kill Ram. They know Surpanaka got no scar, they are angry, they want to take revenge. But they didn't want to kill Ram, because Ram was so beautiful. So they started talking about themselves. So wait, we don't want to kill him, we will keep him locked up. So we can see him every day, because we never saw beautiful object like this. Even the demons, Jiva Goswami Pada writes, Bhajaniya Sarva Sadguna Vishishta. Krishna is such a beautiful, he has all the qualities that even the demon fall for it. But Jogamaya covers it, that's why they cannot fall for it. Krishna is so beautiful, Jogamaya actually covers it. She is very merciful. Otherwise, even demon will fall for it. They cannot live without seeing Krishna. He's so beautiful.
Why cover it? Let them fall for him.
Because they don't want to purify the heart. It is difficult.
Kamo sarva kamo.
That is true.
Then they have to develop a desire. Krishna doesn't want to impose.
But if Yogamaya doesn't have it, they have a desire.
No, they don't have a desire to serve him. Their position is servant. They want to enjoy Krishna's beauty.
You said in last lecture that it's okay to enjoy Krishna's beauty.
No, that's true. The wish, as a devotee, we have a right, because that's how Krishna pays the salary, his loveliness, his sweetness, his beauty. The gopis are saying that too. Asulka dasika. We haven't got paid. Mahaprabhu also says. But point is not that Krishna's beauty we should not enjoy. That sense gratification is required. Without that sense gratification, but this is transcendental sense gratification, not mundane. Mundane sense gratification means I'm looking for my own. Krishna also wants devotee to be happy in exchange of his beauty and his loving nature. Krishna is the most lovable personality. Krishna is the most beautiful object. Krishna's beauty, Krishna's playfulness, Krishna's relationship, reciprocation is unbelievable. Nobody can duplicate or ever can replace him. This is a fact. That's what we are looking for actually. Ultimately, the value of all these relationships, if you think, you know, bhavasa atmika buddhi eke kuru nandana, either you become one-pointed, or you'll be disturbed by everything else. I understand that verse. Either we fix on one thing or disturbed by everything. The whole world is disturbed by everything. Everybody is disturbed by everything. Why? Because they are not focused on one thing. That's why Ake Kuru Nandana, because it is required, intelligent, to focus on Krishna. So if we focus on Krishna, the gopis are completely absorbed. Krishna is not absorbed on one thing. Krishna is absorbed in everything. But Radhani is absorbed on Krishna. Gopis are, everybody is absorbed on one thing. For us, one point is required. Then we'll be completely happy.
So, Pavana Bhedraje, so the verse was, without many consorts, there's not much exaltation in Rasa, Rasa Ullasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Among them are various groups of consorts in Braja who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani. It's just beautiful verses, one after the other. So, Govinda Anandini, she who gives pleasure to Govinda, Radha. Govinda Mohini, she who mystifies Govinda. Govinda Sarvasva, the be-all and end-all of Lord Govinda. Sarvakanta Shiromani, the this word came before, the crown jewel of all the loves, Lord's lovers. So Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. She is the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda and the crest jewel of all his consorts. So how does this square with what you said? So you were saying that Krishna is distracted with many things. Radha only is Krishna. But here, Govinda Sarvasva, she is the be-all and end-all. So both things are true. This is famous verse, Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Taradevita Sarva Lakshma Mai Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. This is from the Brihat Gautamiya Tantra. The transcendental goddess, Srimati Radharani, is the direct counterpart of Lord Shri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. I should read that again. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval, internal potency of the Lord. So now what Krishna Kaviraj Goswami is going to do is he's going to explain these words. Devi, Krishnamayi, Radhika, Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, Sarva Kanti, Sammohini Para. He is going to explain each of these words in the coming verses. First, each word. Yeah. So the first verse he is going to look at the meaning of the word Devi. Devi kahi dyotamana parama sundari kimva krishna puja kridara vasati nagari. Two explanations he gives for this word. The first one is, Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. Or else, it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. So she is the place, abode, where Krishna puja takes place, worship of Krishna takes place, Krishna krida takes place, loving sports of Krishna take place.
That's the whole Vrindavan means.
That's what Vrindavan means.
So, this is, she is, the word is used Nagari. Nagari is actually town. So she is the town where this happens. Prabhupada translates the word Nagari as abode. She is the abode where this happens. So Krishnamayi, the meaning of the word Krishnamayi is explained.
Krishnamayi.
Krishna yara bhitare bhire yaha yaha tir. So Krishnamayi means one who is within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. So if she casts her glance inward in her heart, she sees Krishna. If she casts her glance outward, she sees Krishna. So that's the meaning of Krishnamayi. Inside and outside, she only sees Krishna. Kimba, another meaning of that word. Prema rasamaya Krishna rasvarupa tanga shakti tanga saha haya ekarupa. Or Krishnamayi means that she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. So abheda, they are one. And they are one, and therefore she is Krishnamayi. Prabhupada's purport. Krishnamayi has two different imports. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna both within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishnamayi. So Krishnamayi actually is feminine. The Prabhupada is saying he, so it should really be Krishnamaya. Also, since Krishna's personality is full of love, his loving potency Radharani, being non-different from him, is called Krishnamayi. Krishna Vansha Purti Rupa Kaya Radhane Ate Vairajika Nama Purani Vakhane. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. So the word Radhika is derived from Aradhana. Prabhupada's purport reads, the name Radha is derived from the root word Aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels all in worshipping Krishna may therefore be called Radhika, the greatest servitor. So she is the greatest servant of Lord Krishna. That's why she is Radhika. Famous verse from Bhagavatam, Anayaradhato Nunam Bhagavan Hari Nirishvara Yanno Vihayato Rito Yamanayatraha. Truly the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving all of us behind. This is the Gopi is speaking. Krishna has taken Radharani and vanished. But Radharani is not explicitly named in Bhagavatam, but you can see her name, almost see her name here, in the word Aradhito. And we saw that Aradhana here, in this verse, is Radha, which is derived from the root Aradhana. So Krishna Das Kaviraj is pointing out this concept of Aradhana being the meaning of Radhika is coming from this verse 10:30-28 in the Bhagavatam. Ata eva, therefore, sarva pujya, parama devata, sarva palika, sarva jagatera mata. Sarva pujya, she is worshipable by all. Parama devata, she is the supreme goddess. Sarva palika, she is the protectress of all. Sarva jagatera mata, she is the mother of all universes. So, therefore, what does therefore mean? It means that from the previous verse we saw that she is the greatest servitor of Krishna. Her very name means worship. Because she is Krishna's greatest servitor, therefore all these other qualities follow. Atayeva sarva pujya. Because she is Krishna's greatest servitor, therefore she is worshipable by everybody. Sarva pujya. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, and then she is the supreme goddess. She is worshipable by everyone. Protectress of all and mother of the entire universe. Okay. Sir, yes. Can you use the microphone, please? Because there are people who are listening.
It takes a little, few minutes.
Yes, sir, I'm pressing. This is good.
If you press it. No, it takes a little time, like few minutes. Not few minutes,
a day. No, so we see there are five mothers. One is like cow, then Brahmana's wife, then mother. So Radharani is mentioned? We mentioned her, that's all I'm asking.
She is the origin of all mother.
Okay.
She's not mentioned in this
part. Yeah. Mother of the okay. But the name should have been mentioned when we say when the five mothers, the name should have been mentioned. Sorry. I'm saying her name should have been mentioned there in the five mothers.
No, she is the origin of all mother.
Okay, that's why.
So she is the source.
See, those mothers are in the material world.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
They are in the material world.
Yes.
Mother Earth, cow. Then you have your Janmadata.
Janmadata.
Mother.
Okay.
So they are in the material world. But Radharani, of course, is, like you are saying, the source of all of this. Like, you know, Bhumi Devi is an expansion of an expansion, or I'm sure you would say, of Radharani. All motherly principles ultimately come from her. This actually is a radical idea for many people who are not, of course, for almost everybody who is out of Gaudiya Vaishnava, not Gaudiya Vaishnava. You know, Lakshmi or others. But, you know, when you say, well, Radharani is the source of Lakshmi, that comes as a surprise. It seems like a made up thing. The Radharani is not known widely. Those who know her think that she is one of the ordinary persons who really suffered a lot when Krishna left, and they don't have the vision that she is the supreme goddess, like we are saying, Paramadevata. So it's confidential knowledge also, it's part of it.
Also, like Prabhuji was mentioning at the beginning, that people who don't know Krishna Chaitanya cannot take that bhav of the Govardhan Hill. So similarly, but people in Vrindavan who stay, they all the time say Radhe Radhe, they don't even say Hare Krishna.
So I'm doing in the bhav of the topmost bhav.
Bhav has a stage. Like, bhav is
yeah.
a stage.
Yeah.
And that stage has yeah. symptoms.
Okay.
We say bhav in a common general way, that's okay. Yeah, emotion. But sometimes we may feel that some people emotion is not genuine if you pay close attention. Like Haridas Thakur was emotionally experiencing the Sattvic Bhav, that he fainted by seeing the Sapure, the snake charmer, playing the what do you call those music instrument? What do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. The snake charmer. And then the cobra going like this, just by seeing, he thinking of Krishna with Kaliya. He fainted. But that's very extreme. And those brahmana nearby, they knew this is, Haridas Thakur is born in a Muslim family. So they had some hesitation about this, that he's becoming too famous, popular. All the villagers, they came when Haridas Thakur fainted and fell, they want to touch his feet and take some dust, and everybody doing this. And the brahmana didn't like it. He was so upset, so angry. But he can't say anything. So what he did, he went nearby Haridas, he also started doing like this. And he fainted. Then at one point, he noticing that nobody coming to touch his body. Nobody wants to take the food dust. So at one point he's peeking through his eye. He saw that four guys standing there with a stick to beat him. So then he opened his eyes, hey, what are you guys doing? He said, we want to beat you up. He said, why? So why not you beat Haridas Thakur? He said, no, he's a genuine. But you are pretending, we see this. And if you were genuine, you would not even look at us standing here and talking with us. Look at him, he's still fainted. So like this, there is a lot of pretender. So Rupa Goswami Pad divide those ecstatic mood of one who achieved the asakti transformation called bhav. That is very high level. There are 9 external symptoms. 3 internal symptoms. Skanti, in Nectar Devotion you can read those. Skanti abhyartha kalattam virakti mana sunnata asa bandha samutkanta nama gane sadarichi asakti tad gunakhyane piti tad vasatisthale iti ajda nava prita ankure jane. One who has this ankur or sprout of bhav, or just took bhav, the bhav manifesting. These are the 9 symptoms Rupa Goswami Pad writes. But when you scrutinize those 9 symptoms, itself it takes like 2-3 hours of discussing these 9 symptoms. They're very sweet description. And those 9 symptoms, when somebody has, means he has a bhav. By the symptom we go. Because internal 3 symptoms we may not understand that. Unless you serve very close proximity. Is that okay?
Sarva Lakshmi Shabda Purve Kariyachi Vakhyana Sarva Lakshmi Ganerati Nohana Adhishtana. I have already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source, so he explains again, Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Sarva Lakshmi Ganera Tino Hana Adhishthana. She is the Adhishthana, the abode, or the foundation, like Krishna says, Brahmana hi Pratishtha, I am the foundation of this abode, or the support of Brahman. The same way Radharani is the support of all these Lakshmis. Kimba or Sarva Lakshmi Krishna Shad Vidha Aishwarya Tanva Adhishthatri Shakti Sarva Shakti Varya. Or it means, Sarva Lakshmi means that she fully represents the 6 opulences of Krishna. Therefore she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. You know what the 6 opulences are?
Everybody know?
Beauty. are not distinguished and rich enough.
The Sanskrit word, if you can remember it.
Yes, it's best to memorize
the Sanskrit. Samabrasya, Birjasya, Jashasya, Sriya, Gyana, Vada.
The Sanskrit word is almost like Hindi. You can like Aisharjasya, Samabrasya, Birjasya, Jashasya, Sriya, Gyana, Vada. But however, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, out of these six, one is Angi. Others are Anga and Upanga. Angi is the beauty. Krishna body, his beauty is everything. It's not that Krishna has a richness. Krishna is the richness. Generally I say, I have a money in the bank. I'm not the money. If you catch me, you won't get money. But if I have a wallet and the money is there, you may get. But if I don't have a wallet, I don't have. But Krishna is not, in that case, when the six opulences, it's not that Krishna has the six opulences in the bank or somewhere. Krishna body is the six opulences. Everything. Even mystic siddhi, eight mystic siddhi origin in Krishna's body. It's very phenomenal that Krishna is the abode of everything. Chaitanya Chaitanya Bhāsa Sanatana Goswami Mahāprabhu says, Krishna ek sarvasraya Krishna sarvadham Krishna sarirya sarva vishara vishram. Everything rests in Krishna's body. This is inconceivable. Of course, Vishya means the universes. Vishram. Very sweet. So that understanding has to be there, Krishna's. Beauty is the main trunk of the tree. If you think of a tree, beauty is the main trunk or skanda, the main trunk of the tree. Then you have another two big branch. One branch is bija. When you think of bija, bija has a many meaning. Bija is also very powerful. Common meaning is semen, but that's not what bija is referring here. Bija is the inconceivable potency. Aghatana, ghatana, patiyasi, lila shakti. What is inconceivable can be conceivable, what is conceivable can be inconceivable. This shakti is completely endowed within all the time, eternally. So this is bija. Bija is also, of course, the manifestation is there, like Mahavishnu expansion and all this you can say, but the understanding that this is the main. And then the other one is that opulence. That opulence means wealth. Aisharjasya, Samagrasya. Wealth. That wealth, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the explanation that anoraniyam mahato mahiyam. The smaller than smallest, Allahu Akbar, he gave that reference. Allahu Akbar, God is great. Okay, God is great. What about smaller than smallest? They have no explanation. What do you mean? God is bigger than biggest, that's good. Why not smaller than smallest? You know what's the logic? If you cannot say God is smaller than smallest, then where is the complete circumference of everything? Because bigger than biggest and smaller than smallest actually culminates everything. So even the other scripture, when say Allahu Akbar, God is great, or even one Begum Sahib says greater than greatest, good, but whatever smaller than smallest. Because Krishna, to prove it, Prabhupada gave a logic in the 8th chapter in purport. He said, how small this living entity, the tip of the hair you cut into 100 pieces, then you take one part, cut into 100 pieces. I don't know anybody ever did it, but this explanation is given. Means it's inconceivable almost. Huh? Yeah. How do you do it? No, but soul cannot be measured.
No, that's the size. Shetra size is 10,000 of the tip of the hair will be 10,000.
But tip of the hair?
Yes, tip of the hair.
Tip of the hair, how do you cut it?
No, you know what its size is. So basically, you know what 10,000 of that.
Okay. To me, it's like an idea. It's like practically, how do you see? But that cannot be calculated. Tip of the hair is not actually a cache. It's barely there. Then Prabhupada says, Krishna says, anoraniyam, I'm smaller than smallest. What does that mean? So, already living entity is so small, and Krishna is smaller than that, that he enters into the heart of that minute, whatever English word is, atomic, whatever, that's not actually also that position, smaller than that. Just to prove that, the Krishna enters into the heart of the smallest, sizable, whatever it is, the size, Kesagra. So, bigger than biggest, smaller than smallest is the greatest wealth, means he encompasses everything. This is the two big limbs. So, main trunk is the beauty, then you have a Birja and Aisharja. Then another branch has a two sub-branch, third one, it's called Jasa. And Jasa has a two sub-branch, Gyana Vairagya. You have to look at this. Why? Because Jnana Vairagya, if you look at it, Jnana Vairagya is mostly not dealt by the Vaishnava so much, because it's a byproduct. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chajat Ahitukam. Yes, we also focus the measurement of our advancement in Krishna consciousness, see the detachment from this world and the Sambandha Jnana, how much we develop. But when we talk about the impersonalist and other, what is Brahma Jyoti is made of? This Jnana. Prajnanam Brahma. When they think of Aham Brahmasmi, Tattamasi, you are Brahman, I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. Who are you? Tattamasi, you are also that. What about everything else? Sarvam Khalvitam Brahma, everything is Brahma. Then what are you doing? Prajnanam Brahma. We want to go there. Prajnanam, jnanam means that the knowledge is light. That's what it is. That jnana and vairagya is not independent by their own existent right. They don't have a rightful separate existence. Just like a sub-branch has no separate existence from the root. Similarly, Jnana Vairagya has no separate existence. That's why Krishna says, Brahmano hi pratishta aham. It is he is the base. That's, if you think like this, then the beauty of Krishna is actually holder of all the opulence, potency, Jnana Vairagya, everything. That's why we Gaudiya focus on the deity, or focus on the beauty of the Krishna. Because that's everything. Nothing else. Besides Krishna's body, nothing else. This is it. That's why it's most confidential. This knowledge of Chaitanya is not for other Vaishnava. Even Raghunath Das Goswami gives a very heavy duty. We generally don't preach that. That if you don't come to this Guru Parampara under Mahaprabhu's shelter, you cannot enter into Brajadham. It's not that they are not Vaishnava, they are Vaishnava, we respect them, but to understand Mahaprabhu's easy access to Brajadham, if they don't have, they don't become fortunate, not possible. They'll go to spiritual world, but to, there is a Swakya Prakoshta also there. In Golok Vrindavan, there is many chambers. Jiva Goswami Pad gives that there is a Sakya Prakoshta. There Radha Krishna is eternally married also there. Sakya Leela is there eternally. Upavati Bhava. But Here our acharya, even simple Bengali song, they says, Jaya Jaya Jala Rasa Sarva Rasa Saar Parokiya Bhave Jahat Bhajete Prachar. That amongst all the transcendental mellow, the most brilliant, effulgent, vibrated display is called Raslila. Raslila is above all. When a living entity comes to a point that I have no other shelter except Vrindavan, that time he can think of Raslila. But if we go to Vrindavan, I think I have to come back to Alacha because I have to make money and I have a job. You are not taking Vrindavan as the last shelter or ultimate shelter. Because in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, when somebody's final shelter is only Vrindavan, tishtan braje tadun raj jananugam. Tishtan braje. One has to. Prabhupada in the purport he said, if you cannot live there physically, at least mentally, we should do. I know I'm speaking about the phone, but I'm begging whoever is listening, please do some manasa puja every day. If you don't, it is not possible to withdraw senses from the sense object of this world. Because without manasa puja, not possible. Not possible to remain Krishna consciousness and progress further. Because jiva sukhannesi. Pleasure seeking by nature. In conditional life, jiva sukham nisi. This is word Prabhupada, Madhvacharya gave me. Pleasure seeking by nature. So if we cannot draw pleasure from Krishna consciousness while we are practicing, so long we cannot, we will fall for that. That's why Lord Krishna in 11th canto says, Tavat karmani kurvita. Na nirvedyata na javata. Matkatha-savanādo-vā-saddhā-javanna-jāyate. So long we did not get these two things in that verse. Tāvat-karmani-kurvita. You must do these activities in this world as a whatever you're doing until you come to this point that you are satiated, you are fully understood what is this relationship between the family, husband, wife, with this world and everything. And second thing is, here Shraddha is not a faith, it's a taste. Krishna Chaitanya Thakur writes, it's a taste. Unless you have some taste arise to hear about Krishna, to talk about Krishna, to think of Krishna, chant Krishna's name, you cannot live your life without it. Even you are busy doing your duty, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, did not ignore. If you have some feeling or some attachment to this world, you purify by utilizing it. Don't escape from it. Don't run away. Engage it. But make sure your sadhana is pakka. Your sadhana is maintained. In the name of purifying the other sense object, if we forget our sadhana, then you are missing the big road, you are escaping. You know when you drive, I did also sometimes, like you doing on the cell phone or something, you go off a little bit. You know, your tire crashes, oh, I have to come back to the road. I'm not saying this all the time, but once in a rare case you do that, it happened to me. So sometimes if we cannot do sadhana, even if you have some desire in this world, Mahaprabhu did not say you ignore it. There is a famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Udar Mahati Sarvattama Buddhi Nana Kaje Bhaje Pai Bhakti Siddhi. This is very heavy. It's difficult to understand. How is this? But Mahaprabhu says, even you have a sense enjoyment desire, that power of the karma is there, you cannot destroy it. And you have some other desire, but if you keep on going on bhakti and you have a liberal mind means not criticizing, but you see what is going through, you see every devotee speaking, whether they are high or low, you see their position where they are, you respect them. This is required. We must accept others as who they are, where they are, without imposing our idea on them. We must accept. Because if we think like, oh, he doesn't know philosophy, it's like chanting new bhakta. This is very bad. Rupa Goswami Pad did not say that. Rupa Goswami Pad verse is misused sometimes. The verse says, Krishnati jasya giri tam manasa dhyet. If you see somebody chanting, even if he doesn't know philosophy or anything, he's just chanting, you must immediately in your mind pay respect. Rupa Goswami Pad did not say you judge him. Verse doesn't say that. Somebody was putting online. Well, Rupa Goswami Pad says, we can judge. No. Rupa Goswami Pad did not say. Where he says? This verse doesn't say. Krishnati jasya giri tam manasa dhyet. Then he says, Dikhasti cheta pranata vishya bhajanta misa. If you see somebody got diksha, initiation, and engage in devotional service, like in the temple, altar, or cleaning here, there, then you must bow down and give him obeisances. Pay obeisances. But if you just only saw somebody chanting, he's not initiated, you just respect in your mind. Nowhere it says you judge. We don't want to be judgmental, we don't want to be sentimental. We want to be transcendental. Now. Not tomorrow. Now we have to change our attitude. And then he says, Bhajantam Isham, Nindadi Sunna Riddham Ipshita Sangalabdha. And those who have no criticizing mentality and not envious to anybody else, when they are engaged in pure devotional service, then you must serve them. There is a gradation. We are not saying that all are one. Oh, I didn't realize. I'm sorry. We're supposed to finish the fourth chapter. Next week. Sorry. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare Bol Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Vansha Hare Putra Vishri Vahati Jai Sri Sri Radha Sama Sundar Krishna Balaram Krishna Desh Govinda Govinda Sakshi Gopal Puri. He's not going to see.
Why are you recording?
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुतान श्री अद्वैत गदान श्रीवासादि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Krishna, 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 Krish Thank you.